Hi, how's it going, everyone? So today I'll be covering Chainsaw Man chapter 11 to chapter 20, the Eternity Devil arc. Basically, in this episode, I'll be recapping some of the interesting observations I've made and share some of my thoughts and opinions of these 10 chapters. So in the first part, we see that Hayakawa was the boy who lost his family. It's absolutely crazy and very scary to see that the house was just destroyed without the Gun Devil inside, and the Gun Devil was causing so much catastrophic destruction in different countries, right? Within a short time span, just a few seconds and just a few minutes, things are getting destroyed, thousands of lives are lost, and it's really sad to see that Hayakawa saw his family got destroyed in front of his eyes, right? And we realize that his life is very similar to Denji and Asa. All three of them lost their parents early on, but because of their unique personality and their circumstances, they went on different routes, right? We see that Denji made friends with Pochita, he has a kinder perspective of devils. And then in Asa's case, Asa got killed and was taken over by the War Devil. And Asa still has some hope. She has some values. She is not really like Denji that doesn't really care much about human beings. And then in the case of Asa, Asa still cares about people, even though War Devil likes to kill people. Even Yuko tries to destroy other people, right? Whereas Asa is not really a fan of that, even though she has been very unlucky all the time. And she has been bullied, and if she decided to kill other people, I would guess it makes sense. But we can clearly see that Asa has some value intact, where she thinks that, you know, killing people are bad. And in Hayakawa's case, Hayakawa just becomes a brooding young boy that really hates devils and wants devils to suffer and wants to kill devils, which is quite interesting. It contrasts against Denji, and at the same time it contrasts against Asa's scenario, right? So this is quite an interesting point, and the author clearly has an obsession with people who has lost their parents. Maybe the author has lost his parents and he's exploring different kind of storyline, right? Different kind of characters and development of people who has lost their parents. And to expand on the Gun Devil part, it's interesting to see that the bullets or the pieces of Gun Devil that was dropped from his body, when devils eat it, they become stronger. I'm curious whether devils know where these pieces are. Can they sense it? I mean, I suppose devils can sense it, right? And once they sense it, they find it and they eat it, they become insanely strong, you know, because we see that the Eternity Devil, just eating such a small piece of the Gun Devil, its strength was able to increase by so many folds, right? It was able to trap all these devil hunters. We have two experienced devil hunters in Himeno and Hayakawa, and what, four recruits. And he was able to trap them for 3 to 4 days, and they were almost going crazy by the end of it, right? The recruits have gone crazy. Hayakawa and Himeno is almost going crazy. He was able to push them all the way to the end and manipulate them, and almost killing Denji in this case. And it's quite funny how Himeno, the girl with the eye patch, could manipulate Denji so easily. It seems that everybody can manipulate Denji as long as they offer some form of affection. In this case, Himeno offered a French kiss, and we see that the power devil girl was able to manipulate Denji by offering him, you know, you can get to touch my books. Makima was also trying to manipulate him in this case. I mean, Denji is just so horny that gets so manipulated very easily. It's very naive, isn't it? And even Arai, the new guy, also wanted in too, which is really funny to see. And I think one of the most fascinating part about these 10 chapters was that Hayakawa was the longest surviving partner of Himeno. I really like how they expand upon Hayakawa's backstory, how his family got killed, and at the same time, how he went from a kid who lost his parents to becoming a devil hunter, right? And he was able to survive for that long, man, because in these chapters, Himeno explained that devil hunters' career are short-lived. They either die or they go back into the private sector in a year. But surprisingly, Hayakawa was able to survive that long, mainly because of the fact that he had some sort of trauma, right? Because his parents got killed by the Gun Devil. That's why he was able to trudge on, become better, and maybe it's a matter of time before he dies, but I suppose he was able to survive that long. Which is an amazing feat, isn't it? And Himeno, man, Himeno's power is pretty unique. He's able to control this ghost arm. I'm not quite sure. I mean, if she can control this ghost arm, then what about the rest of the body of the ghost, right? If she can control the entire thing, that would be crazy. Because just the ghost arm alone, she was able to literally strangle power to her death, right? And she was able to use those arms to cut things, to cut the Eternity Devil. So just this arm alone is so powerful. What if she was able to control the entire body? And maybe that will come with a greater cost, because at the end of the day, she is sacrificing her left eye or her right eye for controlling one arm. if she needs to control the entire body, she has to give up a lot more things. And there's something that really piqued my interest here, where they talk about the sword that Hayakawa owned. If Hayakawa used that sword, he is able to defeat the Eternity Devil, but he will lose half of his life, if I'm not wrong. I wonder what that sword is, what kind of power that sword has. And next we see the nervous girl Kobeni talking about how she was forced to work as a devil hunter, right? And she compared the job to prostitution. I mean, I always have this expectation that devil hunters put their lives on the line and protect the greater society, right? They hunt devils, they protect people from devils. And I would expect that people respect this job. I mean, it's a noble job, right? They're protecting the country, like they are protecting people, like police, like the army. People respect them. But in this world, and based on what Kobeni has mentioned, is akin to prostitution, and prostitution comes with a lot of social stigma, right? People look down on prostitution. When you're desperate, you become a prostitute. It's not a very noble job. People don't really say they want to become a prostitute and work as a prostitute for the rest of their life, right? Which is quite interesting how she compared devil hunter to prostitution, right? And in some ways, it shows that devil hunting is a job that no one aspires to and have a social stigma like prostitution, which is pretty unfortunate, but I'm not quite sure what's the reason for it. I know that devil hunters die very easily, but it's a noble job. We are protecting people. Why is that the case? I have no idea. Maybe in the future chapters, we will eventually find out what's the reason that it will cover more of the social society sentiment, right? And the devil's power is very interesting. The Eternity Devil is able to trap people and make them go crazy. But I'm not quite sure how they go crazy. Is it because of the domain that it was able to use to trap people in that makes them go crazy, like yeah, some sort of special power? Or is it because people are trapped there for so long and they are running out of food, then they go crazy? As the food kind of dwindles out, they start to become more terrified and they become more fearful, right? And then the devil is able to leverage on this fear and terror and become stronger and stronger so that it can destroy the people in the room. But then what happens after the devil destroys those in the room, eats them up? I mean, does it grow back to a small version? Because at the start we see that it's pretty small, right? And it starts to grow because of the devil hunters fearing it. And it seems that the Eternity Devil knows about Chainsaw Man and wants to kill it. And this is the second devil, if I'm not wrong. Or maybe there were other devils, because I know that the Muscle Devil also knows about Chainsaw Man and wants to kill it, right? So there's something about Chainsaw Man that is attracting all this unwanted attention. Even the War Devil also wants to kill Chainsaw Man, right? And we know that, you know, Chainsaw Man is a pretty powerful devil and it was able to stop wars. But what exactly is it about Chainsaw that is so powerful? It's just a freaking chainsaw, man. And it seems like, you know, he's involved, he's at the center of all things. And the Eternity Devil who was facing the Chainsaw Man was saying that, you know, you have become weak. Which is an interesting point to make as well, because I thought Chainsaw Man was very powerful in its current form. It can slice any single thing in its way, right? It can slice up devil so easily. But he says that he has become weak. So this means that in the past, when he was in the underworld, or he was like, when they first faced each other, he was very strong and powerful. So what happened? I don't know, man. What happened? Is it because now that the Pochita has fused with a human, his power is no longer as strong? Is it because of that? I mean, if Pochita exists as a devil alone, it will be very powerful. Or is Pochita still very young? It will need time to grow and become an adult devil. Maybe that's the case. And there's another part that I really like about this whole arc, where we get to see Himeno's mentor, and they have this saying where the devil hunters that devils are scared of are the ones with the most screws loose. Because normal people will fear devils and make them stronger, while these crazy hunters will not fear it. And this makes a lot of sense, isn't it? If you're normal, you're going to fear them. And you're going to fear you're going to die, right? Because there's a lot more things at stake. And if you're crazy, you don't care about your life like Denji. And if you have some sort of trauma, you're not going to care so much. You have this resolve to trudge on to achieve your goals, right? And in this case, Hayakawa was able to survive that long because he didn't give a shit at all. But he wasn't as crazy as Denji, that's why. He and Himeno, not that crazy. Denji is the crazy one here, that's why he was able to win against Eternity Devil, right? Because he just kept slashing and kept drinking the devil's blood, even though the devil's blood was horrible tasting. And after 3 to 4 days, we see that the Eternity Devil offered his heart to Chainsaw Man to allow him to kill him, which is pretty odd and interesting. I mean, I thought you would fight till the end, right? At least you let him kill you instead of you giving up and offering your heart. I suppose he's in so much pain that he decides to just give up. And in the last chapter, there's an interesting fact that was raised by Arai, the new guy, He revealed during the party that he contracted the Fox Devil to. So it seems that the devils can contract with different people. But what happens when two guys with the Fox Devil fight each other? I mean, we haven't seen Devil Hunters fight against one another yet. But what if it really happens? I suppose you can get the Fox Devil to your side by offering more pieces of your body in exchange for the cooperation of the Fox Devil. But I mean, it's quite an interesting tidbit that they shared where, you know, maybe Pochita can contract with different people. Pochita has fused with Denji already, right? Then in the case of like Power the Devil Girl, she's a fiend, but she's still a devil. Can I contract with her? I'm not quite sure about that. Yeah, overall these 10 chapters was amazing. We get to see Hayakawa's backstory and we were introduced to the Gun Devil. I mean, is that really an introduction? We didn't even get to see how the Gun Devil looks like. You only see the impact, the catastrophe it has created. So that kind of is a mystery. I wonder how they're going to introduce him in the later chapters. This will be quite interesting. You can see a lot of different storylines, right? Who created Gun Devil? How did Gun Devil kind of came to be? And does the government organization has a part to play in it? How is that related to Chainsaw Man? Maybe there's a deeper storyline that can be explored there. And it was nice to see Emmanuel and new characters being introduced. New recruits and Himeno's power is pretty interesting, having that ghost arm flying around. I mean, it doesn't seem that powerful, but she was able to kind of cut things up using the hand. She was able to strangle people can't even see the hand, right? And it was interesting to see Himeno and Hayakawa's relationship, how they become tight-knit and how Hayakawa developed as a devil hunter, right? So that's all. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. If you have enjoyed it, please check out the other episodes where I talk about the Chainsaw Man anime, and I will see you guys next time.